Syria, is it other years also? It's more together. We're inviting them to come more to the front area. Rabbi Kestenbaum on Thursday thought that with the scum of the tzibur that was around, that it would add a lot to the kinnis. A lot of the kinnis are difficult to understand, and the words are difficult words, even if you prepared in English, but still to understand ideas, and even with that, to understand what's being said is difficult. So Rabbi Kestenbaum asked around on Thursday, those that were around in Mizrach of the tzibur, and asked for people to explain the kinnis. People should not get nervous. If it's going late, we'll skip some kinnis. We will not end. We don't say kinnis. The minhag of Klai Yisrael say kinnis till chatzais. It will not affect the time. But based on the scum of the Rosh Hashiva, and this is the plan. Those that were not asked, they asked Mechila Pashut. The Kestenbaum asked those that he saw on Thursday. We have a lot of talented members in the community. And those that were not asked, we shouldn't have a tishma. The next tishma should be a mayid, a yantiv. And you should speak, Beis Hashem. Those will speak at the yantiv of tishma. When it's a yantiv of joy, we'll speak at that yantiv of joy. The psukim in Eicha calls tishma a mayid. Ki karalai mayid lishbar bachurai. So we would think, the first thought is that it's a sarcastic line. It's called a yantiv. Hashem called it a yantiv lishbar bachurei, to destroy my strong ones, my youngsters. Hashem called it a mayid. So we think it's sarcastic. It sounds very sarcastic, the line. It's a yantiv to destroy my youngsters. However, we're shocked to see that we look at the halacha, and we saw Erev, we didn't say tzitzkot, but said that today we won't say tachnun. Why? Because it's called a yantiv. He karalai mayid, the pasuk in Eicha, first parak, Yirmiyahu Navi calls it a mayid. We don't say tachnun. He karalai mayid, lishbar bachurei. What is a mayid? A mayid is a vad, is a coming together, is a meeting, a vad, a coming together. We understand Pesach is a coming together. We come close to Ibn Hashem, he kisses us on the cheek. We have to come very close to Ibn Hashem with such a kiss. He took us out of Mitzrayim. L'dayri dayri, it's a time of kirvas Hashem. That's a vad, that's a mayid. Shvuas, the Rebbeinu Shlom handed us the Torah. He once again kisses us on the cheek. It's a vad, it's a mayid. It's coming together. Sukkos, hashkochas Hashem. He put the anani akavod around us. It's a kiss on the cheek, a mayid, a coming together. You understand, it's a mayid. Where does Tisha B'Av fall in that Yirmiyahu HaNavi calls it a mayid, and we take the pasuk literally? It's a coming together, it's a vad, it's connecting with the Rabbeinu Shlom. When we look at the events of a Tisha B'Av, the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Bechiyah L'Doiris, where does it have room to be called a mayid, a coming together? Perhaps with something that Yisrael Salanter explained the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara Mem Tes in Saita says that in the times of Mashiach, the Pnei Doris ki Pnei Kelev, that the face of the generation is like a dog. So Yisrael Salanter explained, what's the Gemara saying? So he said that when a dog attacks a person, and you take the trick, and Emar Ashila teaching us of Yisrael, he wants to tell us a trick wherever Rahman was attacked by a dog. Some are very relevant in this town. So he told us how to defend oneself. He said you take a stick and you smack the dog in the face, and the dog has a peculiar midah. It will go after the stick, not after the one brandishing the stick. But he said don't let go, hold on tight to the stick. If it wrestles the stick away, then it may see you, but hold on tight to the stick and it will just fight with the stick. I have heard others say you could throw the stick far away, and it will run after the stick. You'll have a few minutes. But if you do that, throw very far away. But the nature of a dog is it goes after the stick, not after the one brandishing the stick. So Rabbi Yisrael said that the time of Mashiach, when the enemy attacks Klal Yisrael, whether it be Arabs or whoever it be, You're going to have a tendency, there's going to be a tendency amongst many to go after the stick. Oh, those Arabs, and to go to all our energies and all our political clout and all our kaychas to marches and everything that could be towards the enemy. And he said to Israel, that's the dar before Mashiach, that they're ignoring the one brandishing the stick. That it's the Rabbeinu Shalom who brandished the stick and is holding on to the stick. And our Havayir Yisrael said, certainly we have warranted anger at those that are chosen by Rabbeinu Shalom to be the stick. That's certainly, there's warranted anger, and yeah, that's not the discussion now, that's the Ramban, how we could have anger. We certainly could have, there's room to have anger on those that are chosen by the Rabbeinu Shalom to be the stick. But our focus is that it's the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Eis Hashem Eis Hazayis. In Eicha, the Psukim, there are many, many, many Psukim which stress this idea that it's the Rabbeinu Shalom. We don't view it, today when we're sitting Badad on the floor, we don't view it. We don't view, we're not focusing our anger on all the perpetrators in history, and there have been many, of our torture and our suffering. What we're focused today is it's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. We say, Asher hoiga Hashem b'yoyim charoi napoi. Mimorim shalach eish batz maisei. I don't view the Romans. I'm not thinking about the Babylonians. Mimorim shalach eish batz maisei v'yerdena. Paras reshes l'raglai, the Rabbeinu Shalom trapped my feet. Hashivei niyachar, the Rabbeinu Shalom threw me backwards. Nisanani shenema, he has put kol hayom davar, all day sadness. The Rabbeinu Shalom has made us empty, all day sadness. It's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And many, many, many psukim and eicha, which give over this idea, this concept, in the third parak, is full of it, is all about saying, it's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Vila b'sarei v'ayrin, shabrat zmaisai, the Rabbeinu Shalom did it. And our focus is that we know it's from Hashem, that we know it's Hashem who has allowed all this to happen to us. That realization that it's from Hashem definitely causes extra pain. What it for sure causes is a reawakening that we have a relationship with Hashem. As the son is lost for a few hours, wandering away from his parents, and he doesn't know where he is, he's all confused, and all of a sudden he feels a whack in his face, and his tati is patching him, Yaakov, how can you run away like this? And he looks up and he says, Tati! However we view all the suffering, and certainly there are things to think about, that the Rabbeinu Shalom destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash, destroyed our second Beis Hamikdash. But for certain, our emotion has to be Tati. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's you, I see you. It's a start of a relationship, a painful start. But as we're floating through, and we think about the Churban HaBayis, we stop in the middle of the summer, in the middle of all this happiness going on in the world. The world is all very happy today. It's sunny and bright. It's the middle of the summer. And we stop every year and we sit on the floor and we think about Churban HaBayis and we say, Tati, I forgot about your Rabbeinu Shalom. That for sure, for certain, has to be our motion today. We have to focus not on the stick, but on the one holding the stick, on the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to focus that all this was from Hashem because He wants our attention. It may not be calling us to attention with a kiss. It may be with a smack. But He's calling our attention and He wants a kesher with us, Rabbeinu Shalom. He wants a kesher chazak. He wants a strong kesher with us. And if we taka can awaken today to realize evidence from Hashem, we could reawaken and have a kesher chazak with Hashem. I want to end with a beautiful Rabbeinu Yoinu. Rav Volbe brings Rabbeinu Yoinu who says, the Gemara says that one who davens has to put his ein of lamata v'livoi lamala. So Rabbeinu Yoinu says that what does this mean? That you should think in your heart as if you're standing b'shamayim, and you remove from your heart all physical things and all pleasures. Very lofty dargis. Remove physical things from your mind. We're not thinking about business, about all different physical food and this. We remove physical things from our mind. Very lofty dargis. He says afterwards, as if he says, he quotes from Kadmainim, Pshayt gufa mi'al nishmascha, that we're mamish peeling away our guf, we're pulling the shomar, kedusha. After that, he says, If you're at that machshava already, there's no gashmius in our minds. Then gam yachshei gam kein kilu ayin beis hamikdash shulamata. B'nei shal yidei zeh tiyat tfilasi yitzritzuya yaseh. Zok tevein yayna. If you're already holding by that, that there's no gashmius in your mind, in our minds, then we can think about beis hamikdash. Because then it's tfilritzuya yaseh. The Yisayit of Beis HaMikdash of Hobo explains that you see it's higher darga than the person's kulay removed from Gashmias. Because the Yisayit of the Beis HaMikdash is all physical things dedicated to Hashem. The Yisayit is the Kedusha. All physical things being removed from it is being dedicated to Hashem. It's a higher darga than the person's not thinking about Tanu Yoylam Hazeh. Now he's thinking about Yoylam Hazeh, it's Makam HaMikdash. He's thinking about Kedusha now, everything dedicated to Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash were crying for the loss of Kedusha. Yiddishkeit and Torah and the way we're supposed to live is not a chitzonistic life. It's not a life just of putting up, wrapping around boxes on our arm. It's not outward chitzonistic actions. It's not outward superficial actions. We're supposed to be full of Kedusha. We're supposed to be, through us, the Shechina is supposed to be shari on this world. The Rebbeinu Shem's name is supposed to be Shari Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu. Through Hashem Aleikenu, it's supposed to be Hashem Echad, Hashem one to the whole world. We're supposed to be the vehicle that Kedusha Shari on this world. We're sitting on the floor because we've been misavah that we've not lived up to this. That perhaps at times we've kept the outward mitzvahs. Many of Klai Yisrael not even keeping that. But even if we've kept the outward mitzvahs, but to keep the ruach, the spirit of the mitzvahs, to bring kedusha to this world, to say brachos baruch ata Hashem, ata. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is here; he's in front of us. If the Jew finishes eating, we do the most peculiar thing. It sounds like the biggest balei gaiva. We sit. We say. We start talking to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Baruch ata Hashem, ata. Yashikayech v'desuda. Hazana soyim kulay v'tuvay. The son says, Tati, who are you thanking? Who are you talking to? It's a delicious meal. Thank mommy. Who are you talking to? The Rebbeinu Shlom is amongst us. He's here. That's Beis HaMikdash. That's what Beis HaMikdash represents. The Rebbeinu Shlom is amongst us. He's here. And all of our jobs, is to live life with the Rebbeinu Shlom in front of us. In business, to be honest, because the Rebbeinu Shlom is here. He's amongst us. We make brachas, mikavana, atash, and you're here, you're amongst us. In all aspects of life, the Rebbeinu Shlom's here, we daven, not to talk, because he's here, atash, you're right here. The Rebbeinu Shlom is part of one who is near us. And if we'll talk to the focus, the Rebbeinu Shlom's near us, we zeich to realize that tzaras that happens is from the Rebbeinu Shlom. He's trying to wake us up that tati, that he's here, he's amongst us. Then we'll talk to Bizaycha that will say Ata Vikavana, we'll talk to bring your Rebbeinu Shlom down. We'll talk to bring him into the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll talk to Bizaycha that will be a Mayid in the happiest sense.